was Jane Sheehan, who joins us live now on BBC Radio Leeds. Good morning to you, Jane. How are you?
Good morning.
Wow, you are full of beans. Is that purely related to One Direction, or is this your general disposition, would you say?
I just think, generally, life is fantastic, especially if you've been up since the crack of dawn and it feels like lunchtime already.
So, what, really, this is just delirium. That's exactly that's what it is. You're just losing your mind slightly.
Yeah, and it's kind of an occupational hazard, really. So, what you don't realise is I'm a foot reader.
A foot reader. Okay, so a foot reader is somebody who can analyze emotions and personality traits by purely looking at people's feet.
Bingo.
Right.
Yes.
Can you tell the future?
Rubbish.
No, you can't.
If I could tell the future, I would have won the lottery, and I probably wouldn't be in the studio right now.
This is what I struggle to understand at times with people who have the ability to see into the future, is they never really use it for their own gain, but maybe that's just because they're selfless kind of people. Maybe that's why.
I couldn't be drawn on that, but I do know that I definitely don't read the future.
Okay.
But I can see, emotionally, how you were feeling compared to currently how you're changing.
Really?
And
okay.
I can't tell you what's going to happen tomorrow.
Where did this all come from? How does one find themselves working as a foot reader?
It started with a girlfriend of mine fancied reflexology for her birthday.
Okay.
And I'm thinking, what's that? Like a beauty treatment. So I'll book us in at the local beauty parlour. And she has first go, and they're telling her all about her health, and I'm thinking, what? How do you know that? Are you just working on her feet? So curious, you know, I'm watching, I'm curious. My turn, the minute she touches my big toe, I've got tears streaming down my face, no control over it, completely mortified, like I never cry in public, what the heck is going on? And it repeated on both feet on the same point. And I'm thinking,
was it just because you had bunions?
No, I haven't got bunions. I'm not that sort of person. More about bunions later.
Right.
But no, it was an emotional reaction to what she was doing. And that led me to go and learn reflexology. And it wasn't enough. That's working physical points on the feet to bring the rest of the body into homeostasis, into balance, if you like. Instead, I carried on looking for what is that emotional connection, and I met this nutter, you know, apologies, but I probably am one myself, but Imre Shomagi, who'd interviewed about 5,000 people about their toe shapes and their personality, he drew up a toe alphabet.
Right.
I memorised it, and then I'd use it on anybody who came through my front door and kicked their shoes off. And, of course, I didn't tell them how I was doing it. I'd just go, oh, you're a bit bossy, aren't you? Oh, in case you're wondering, that's an elongated second toe.
Right, okay.
So I'd be reading them, and it was like a bit of fun, a party trick.
Mm.
But one day, word had spread. I lived in Steeple Claydon in Buckinghamshire then, and a tiny village, and word had spread. I'd go down to the local co-op store, and people would be getting their shoes and socks off in the queue, saying, oh, I've been meaning to ask you about this for ages. It got out of hand. And the lady at the playgroup said, Jane, come and do a fundraiser with us. So I rock up in my scruffs, ready to serve tea and coffee and hump tables. And they said, no, that's your stand over there. You're going to do foot reading. And I said, no, I think you got that wrong. I'm not. And they said, you have to. We've advertised for ages. Well, talk about trial by fire. We didn't even have a booking form, so we couldn't control numbers. We had a snake of a queue of people going right out the door. And it was like, eyes down, looking, say what you see and just get on with it and try and get through as many people as possible. We had a donation pot because we didn't even know what to charge. And it was fantastic because all of a sudden it had moved from a bit of fun.
Yeah.
To people taking it seriously.
So, I mean, on that issue of taking it seriously, I understand that there are things that can't be explained in this world, and I understand
that... Well, I can explain this.
Okay, I also understand that the physical manifestation of your body can reflect the emotional ones in some way.
Yeah,
but how?
Sure.
Why toes? Why and how does the shape of my toe reflect my personality?
Okay. When you watch someone walking down the road, if you look at their posture, you can immediately tell who's got the weight of the world on the shoulders, can't you?
Yeah.
They're all slumped and head down. All the weight of their body is on their toes, on the front of the foot. and they're cutting off the proper blood circulation to the toes, I'm going to see a very dark colouring in the toe pad through that blood circulation. And I'm going to read it as, oh, you're feeling low, you're depressed. And it's coming from the posture and the impact of that over time on the feet.
Right.
So that's one example. If you see someone kind of hopping, skipping, bouncing along the road, you know they're happy. But I'm going to see that through improved blood circulation. So I'm going to see pinky, glowing, vital, lovely textured skin on the sole of the foot.
But what about the length of toes and the shape? How is that affected? I understand
that's
the posture.
Genetics.
Right, okay.
And there used to be a massive argument about nature versus nurture. Well, the fact is, you're born with core personality. Some things will not change, but nurture also has an impact. It's both. But the things that won't change are there from birth, and I can see them reflected in the feet. So each different culture, each country around the world has got a stereotypical foot as well as a stereotypical personality. You know, not everyone's the same, but there are themes that you can see running. Now, if you are from Hawaii, they would say to you, if you're from Hawaii, if you have an elongated second toe, you belong to the Ali'i, which was the top caste. It means the chief in their culture. And sure enough, elongated second toes link to people with strong leadership qualities, or if they're not in a leadership role, they'll become dead bossy. And I think your listeners sat there with the shoe and sock off now looking and thinking, oh crikey, it's showing on my foot.
I don't even know if I've got an elongated second toe.
I have not seen your feet yet.
No,
Johnny, but I know for sure your little toe will be on its side.
And
like you'll be wondering how I know that. Well, you've got pink trainers on.
I do have pink trainers on.
With flowers on.
Yeah,
and
do.
You've got stripy socks, like orange and grey stripes.
That's true.
And I have a friend who's a shoe reader who talks about sock-shoe harmony, and that's not. And so I immediately read from that, you're rebellious, unconventional, my way or the highway. You don't give a stuff what people think about you. And that would reflect in the feet.
Okay.
As little toe on its side.
Hold that thought. We're going to get some travel news, then I'm going to take my shoes and socks off.
And have a look.
And you're going to give me a reading. So stay just shifting Jane around, because she is now going to read my feet. Jane Sheehan is an internationally renowned foot reader.
Crikey, yes. I'm planning a tour to Australia.
Oh, yeah.
When is it? Next year.
But see, this is the issue that I have, is surely it also... because I am cynical about this. And
good. You should be.
I am. And
discernment in all things.
But surely, you know, the country in which you live will also dictate how your feet live. For instance, when I lived in Australia for a year, my feet were hard and gnarly. And
barefooted.
Yeah, because you spend a lot of time wearing flip-flops.
Yes.
And out in the sun and on the beach.
Yeah.
Likewise, if you've always done manual labour all your life, you're going to be wearing hard-toed shoes, and you've probably got steel toe caps and probably got hammer toes as a result of it.
Yeah.
So isn't it, rather than your personality, it's your lifestyle that influences the way the feet look?
It's both. It's nature and nurture,
right,
like I said earlier. So when you were in Australia, you were living a different lifestyle, and therefore it would have affected your personality, what you do from day to day and so on, and that reflects in your feet. So the core things wouldn't change, you know, your rebelliousness wouldn't have changed, but how you then present it would have changed because of the lifestyle. But I can pick up on those. So the great thing for me is, even in the middle of the reading, the feet can change dynamically. And you think, well, crikey, that's a load of rubbish. You know, I've got five toes and a foot. What more could change? But blood circulation changes just from minute to minute to minute. And I can see a reflection of that through the changes in subtle colour changes in the toes, in the foot.
Isn't that just because I've taken my shoes and socks off? It's bound to increase the blood flow, isn't it?
If you've got a dramatic change in temperature in the room, I'm going to ignore that, because obviously that is environmental. But I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about, let's say we've got a perfect temperature room, your feet are already nice and warm and the room's nice and warm, you take shoes and socks off. As I start talking to the person about what I'm seeing, I might say, mention a relationship issue. The minute I say relationship, they reinterpret what's going on in their life at the moment, and then I see the colour change to indicate how they feel about that topic.
Right.
So I can pick up on that and reflect it back at them. What I won't know is the detail.
Yeah.
But
good.
I will know their reaction to it, if you see what I mean.
What do I need to do then?
Right, shoes and socks
off. Shoes and socks off.
Both of them, because I don't want half a story.
Now, I washed my feet this morning. Yeah. Well, I wash my feet every day. I'm very big on my personal hygiene.
Good.
I should have probably...
That's a relief.
I should have probably cut my nails, actually. I'm a bit worried about my nails.
Yeah.
I hurt my foot before Christmas.
Your nails are all right.
So that's affected things.
Right.
How they look. Do I have to stand
now, up? Now, first of all, immediately, I'm going to paint you a word picture of your feet, right? So, on your right foot, you've got a much paler foot than on your left foot.
Mm.
So, immediately, we've got something to compare and contrast. So, right foot would represent the past to me, left foot would represent the present.
Right.
I benchmark the colour of the feet. The paler the foot compared to what you normally look like, the more knackered and tired you feel.
Right.
The more vibrant the looking foot,
I'm surprised
foot,
you
the
can't see through them at the moment.
Well, your right foot past is showing me you were more tired in the past than you are now. Your left foot is showing me that you're more emotional at the moment than you used to be. So these, you know, they're giving me a story already. Now, things that everybody can look at on their own feet, let's not just talk about you, let's make it broader.
Mm.
First of all, I'm looking at the length of the toes.
Yeah.
The longer the neck of the toe, the more the person can talk for England, right? So in your job, you would expect you to have that. So I could have guessed you would have.
So have elongated. I got long neck toes then?
Yeah.
Have I?
You got really long neck toes. Now, second thing I'm looking for is the variations in length. So if you look at a foot, you expect the toes to go from little toe to big toe in a nice graduated even line. Your toes don't. On your right foot, your third toe is elongated. And on your left foot, your second toe is elongated. And on both feet, your little toes are much shorter than I would expect to see.
Oh,
so let's interpret
that. Toes.
So an elongated third toe, so that's on your right foot. So in the past, you had extra drive and determination that you could do twice as much as the next person given the same time and resources. And you would have hated delegating, therefore, because they couldn't do half what you could do given the same time and resources. So that was right foot. On the left foot, it was the second toe that was longer.
Yeah.
Now that's changed. So now you're not doing the drive and determination thing. That's gone back into balance. Now it's all about being in charge, natural leadership qualities. That's coming to the fore in a way it wasn't in the past.
Right.
So that's how you're changing. Now, little toes, sure. Anybody with a short little toe...
Be careful.
You have a fantastic sense of fun.
Oh, right,
okay. An appreciation of the simple things.
I wonder where you would go with that one, then.
No, no. And you've got an appreciation of the simple things in life, like jumping in puddles,
smelling
flowers.
I love a good puddle. Yeah.
And your socks and shoes kind of gave that away with the bright colours, you know?
Yeah.
Now, your little toes, as I said earlier, are on their side. Now,
yeah,
I never
are,
knew for sure till I looked, but your footwear gave it away. But if you have a look at your little toes, your right little toe is much more at an angle than your left little toe.
Is that not just bad shoes, though?
No, because
honestly, is it
I've
not?
Been to the baby cafe in Buckingham where the breastfeeding mothers go, and I was allowed to take photographs of all the baby's feet. And bear in mind, they're not even walking yet. They've not worn shoes.
Yeah.
Some of them have got their little toe on their side already.
Really?
They were born with that
so
trait.
So what does that mean then, the little toe on the side?
Unconventional, rebellious, my way or the highway.
But can't you tell that from the fact I'm wearing pink floral shoes?
Yes,
I mean, that's
did.
Just a giveaway, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I did. Because
but how do I know you don't assign these kind of things on the spot?
Randomly.
Yeah.
Because every interview you ever hear me do, and you can research the internet for that, you will hear me use the same set phrases
right.
for certain characteristics. The subtlety comes in when you get the reaction to what I've said. So that's when you can start fine-tuning how they're feeling about that particular topic.
Mm.
But you've got to start with the basics. And also, your right foot, little toe, is at a different angle to your left foot. So this is where it starts getting a bit more detailed. So in the past, you were much more unconventional and rebellious than you are right now. Right now, compared to what you used to be, you're a lot more conventional.
I've got boring.
Compared to someone with a straight little toe with the nail looking at the ceiling, you are definitely not as conventional as them. So it's about looking at the variation.
This has been very interesting. I'm still dubious, I'm going to be honest with you, because not everything you said personally I thought matched up with me. But actually, some of the bits that you did say were spot on. You said you're not going to read the bottom of my feet because that's where it can get a bit dark. And we'll save that for another day.
I didn't say dark, but top of the foot is what you want everyone to know. That's how you present
yourself. My secrets are underneath.
Bottom of the foot is what you keep to yourself. So live on air, I'm not sure you'd want
to. No, there's a lot of stuff that I don't want you to talk about. Jane, thank you. That's been really interesting. That's Jane Sheehan, the foot doctor. And people can come and see your shows.
I am teaching foot reading in Pontefract in March 22nd, 23rd, and in Harrogate on 28th and 29th of June. And if they want information about that, look at footreading.com. And not only that, you can also see there the top 10 secrets that your feet say about you. I've put that on the website.
I'm not sure I want to know. Jane, that was interesting. Thank you very much. Thanks very much. BBC Radio Leeds, foot reading live on the radio. Where else?